This is Tough Cookies,
a cookie review podcast
with Cameron and Zach.
Let's hit it, baby.
Do you know smokers age 75 and older have on average 5.8 fewer teeth than non-smoking counterparts?
That's...
Don't smoke.
They should make a rule.
Yeah.
When averages are things that are generally round numbers,
yeah,
they should have to round up or round down. Because I bet nobody has 5.8 teeth. That's a real difference. If you want to teach the difference between like mean and median, that's a real good statistic. Because nobody has 5.8 teeth, but the average person has 5.8 teeth, but nobody does. You know? So the mean would be 5.8, but the median would probably be 6.
I mean, you've got half a tooth.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I do have half. Well, is it considering real teeth?
Said teeth. If it's not in your bones brain, then it's not tooth.
Well, if I got half another tooth.
Well, yeah, but it's like a, you know, it's not a tooth. It was manufactured.
That's what's wrong with I got Maddie a manufactured diamond ring. Is that not?
Well, if I saw half like your fake tooth,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw like a tooth,
yeah,
I'd be like, this is a tooth. This is a square.
What if you saw half a fake tooth and half a real tooth of the same size sitting next to each other on the sidewalk?
I guess we'd have to look at the genetic makeup.
You'd have to get out your microscope,
yeah,
and really dive into the details.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here on Tough Cookies, we like to talk about the real stuff, like leaving the cookies in the kitchen.
I guess the cookies were left in there. Well, that's future.
That's for later.
Yeah, that's
later
future
issue.
Cameron and Zach's
that's
problem.
That's a problem for later.
Yeah, these guys, these cool kids, we don't even know about the cookies.
We don't.
We're not thinking about it.
We got them at a new place. You know what's their shame?
What's a shame?
We missed it. Just barely we missed it.
Yeah.
The 2023 Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh.
We didn't even get an invite.
Is Tom Holland, was he there?
The 2023 Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah. Was Jack Black there? Oh, he's got to be there next year, surely, mm-hmm, for Mario.
There's so many. When I Googled it earlier this week, they just gave me a list of the winners. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Here are some of the... I'm going to give you this category.
Okay,
Hold on, wait.
Before we get into this, when we get invited to the Kids' Choice Award, what are you going to wear? Like, are you gonna double down and wear like a tux?
Here's the problem. Do you wear a green outfit?
Yeah.
Is it orange? It's green.
It's green now. I think it used to be orange.
Do you wear a green outfit knowing you'll be leaving in a green outfit?
Yeah.
Or do you wear the opposite of a green outfit? Do you wear a camouflage outfit hoping they don't find you?
The thing I was torn between was, do I like double down and wear like a tux? Or do I show up in like jorts and Crocs, you know?
That's tough. So I would think, because here's the thing, the winners get slimed.
Yeah.
So you think this is the one award show where you're like, phew.
So what you got to do is you got to dress for a job you want.
Mm-hmm.
So you show up in swim trunks and a snorkel, ready to get slimed.
Do you think anyone has a BGOT? A blimp, an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony?
A BGOT.
Hold on. Before I share with you that, I got to find out who got the EGOTs. Who got the EGOT? Because we'll see if anyone got a BGOT.
EGOT.
Okay.
Who got the EGOT?
EGOT winners. EGOT. There are more than I thought. Holy moly.
Weird Al, maybe?
Do you think any of these people have a Kids' Choice Award? Probably not Richard Rodgers, as he was famous in the 1960s.
Yeah. I'm going to go with not that.
I'm going to skip up to like 99. Mel Brooks. Whoopi might have one.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Whoopi might have a kid's choice.
Hold on. Let's see.
Whoopi. Ooh, John Legend might also have a kid's choice.
Whoopi Goldberg.
We got four potential Kids' Choice Award recipients within the EGOT list.
All right. Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Whoopi Goldberg has 4, and was nominated for 5 Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh, we got a BGOT.
Whoopi's
got a BGOT. What about a John Legend? Does John Legend have a BGOT?
John Legend. What was he in?
Because EGOT. Well, he was All of Me Loves All of You. He was BGOT. He BGOT.
Nope, he was nominated.
Okay, what about Jennifer Hudson?
Jennifer Hudson? Who's she? Why do you know all these people and I don't?
Well, these are the four off from this list that I mean, Andrew Lloyd Webber, but I don't think the guy who wrote Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat's got a BGOT.
No, but she was also nominated.
Oh, that's rough. She's so close.
Wait, there's a category of Kids' Choice Award for TV judges?
Yeah, there's a TV judges, you know. She almost took that one home. Okay. What about Viola Davis? She got a BGOT?
Who's Viola Davis?
She's an actress. She was in a lot of stuff.
Pretty sure she's an instrument.
Oh, she was Suicide Squad woman.
Oh, she's her. Nope, she don't got a BGOT.
You're telling me the only person on this globe
with a BGOT,
unless Mel Brooks has a blimp.
Okay, well, let's look up Mel Brooks. Let's just be sure. Unless it's like Charlie Chaplin got one, you know, like posthumously. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's true. They could have
posted. Nope. Mel Brooks don't got no Kids' Choice Awards.
So the only person in this world
with a BGOT.
The BGOT is Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg got the BGOT. But I'll tell you who's closer, who's one step closer to a BGOT. Best music group.
Stonefish.
BTS. Almost. We almost took that one home.
BTS, huh? Yeah. Got a blimp.
Got a blimp. That's what the B stands for.
Have the Beatles ever won a blimp?
They weren't popular in the years of Nickelodeon. I don't think Nickelodeon was around when the Beatles were around.
Well, I mean, let's look it up.
Well, just go to the wiki page and you could just command F Beatles and then we'll know.
I'm the Beatles Kids' Choice Award.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nothing.
Not even nominated.
Wow. Do you want to know what book? It's just book. Like, Kids' Choice Award 2023.
Book.
Do you got a guess over what book it was?
The Diary of Anne Frank.
Harry Potter.
Really? Now? Yeah,
that's it took the book. Now? That one book?
That one book, Harry Potter?
Yeah, Harry Potter.
12 years after.
If Harry comes in, we're going to celebrate him.
Yeah.
King of Comedy. 2023.
It's the King of Comedy.
King of Comedy blimp.
It's got to be like awards. Ben Schwartz. He was Sonic the Hedgehog. Mm,
that's a good guess.
Yeah.
That's a good guess. Close. Adam Sandler is the King of Comedy.
He's the King of Comedy.
Yeah.
King of Comedy, Adam Sandler. Mm-hmm. He got that Kids' Choice Award for his comedy role in Uncut Gems.
Yep. Now we've got Best Movie and then Best Animated Movie. So I guess Best Movie is live action movie.
Yeah.
Unless the same movie can get both.
Best Movie is going to be like Avatar.
You were closer when you said Ben Schwartz because it's Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2, baby. Yep.
And then...
does that mean that Ben has a blimp, technically?
I don't think... I think Sonic the Hedgehog 2 has... I think he's on the staff for those who got the blimp. But you know, animated movie 2023, what do you think?
2023 animated movie... Puss in Boots?
No, that's Minions: Rise of Gru. Sorry.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's Minions.
We've been waiting on Minions for like 5 years, so I forget that it came out like a month ago.
Yeah. Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh.
Mahatma
Gandhi.
2023 Kids' Choice Award Lifetime Achievement. This is maybe the greatest two words. Let's see, can I turn it so you see less of it? Yeah, I can. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for
Boom.
This.
Boom.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We want to congratulate Optimus Prime for his 2023 Lifetime Achievement Award at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh, my God. Well, has Optimus Prime got a BGOT?
Got that might be the best Prime. One that's oh goodness gracious,
what Optimus Prime related things came out in the last year?
Lifetime in the last lifetime.
Did Optimus Prime like start a charity like teaching like foreign children
he
how to read?
Killed all of the Decepticons.
I don't know, I don't love violence.
Okay, so we got male voice from an animated movie and female voice from an animated movie.
Just the voice? Not the people.
Well, the people won.
Oh.
But their voice was the voice.
From an animated movie, this Steve year. Carell for the Minions, Rise of the Guy
Who's Rising. It's a decent guess.
And then the other one, Ben Schwartz for Sonic. Was that a good one?
No, I'm sorry.
That's not animated.
That's Dwayne Johnson from DC's League of Superhero Pets.
Yeah,
where he
loved that
where
flick.
He portrayed both Batman and Black Adam.
They couldn't get Ben Affleck down for that one?
No. And then Selena Gomez for Hotel Transylvania. I also want to point out,
didn't Hotel Transylvania come out 10 years ago? Or is this like Hotel Transylvania?
This is like Hotel Transylvania 6 or 7. Best movie actor also went to Dwayne Johnson from Black Adam.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. They couldn't have given that one to Sonic?
No. Well, he's not an actor, is he?
Oh, yeah. I guess that's a documentary.
Yeah.
What about you know what they should have given it to? The FBI agent guy in Sonic 2.
I haven't seen Sonic 2.
Oh. Well, he's an actor. I know it's a documentary, but he was acting.
Okay. I got to know.
You get it. Hey, listen. If you know, you know.
I got to know. I got to find the list of Kids' Choice Awards Lifetime Achievement Awards.
Would you consider, be honest, the Avatar franchise to be live action or animated?
There are two winners total in the last 10 years
for
Lifetime. Got a Kids' Choice Awards Lifetime Achievement Award.
Who's the other one?
I thought it couldn't get better. I thought it couldn't get better than it was.
Yeah, it's going to be like...
You ready? Your life...
Buddha.
Bonk.
Oh, no. Oh, no, it's Dan Schneider.
It's Dan Schneider and Optimus Prime. No matter what Dan does, he is one of the two people who have... You got a 2014 and a 2023. What judges?
Yeah.
Like,
okay. I need you to really think about who the judges of the Kids' Choice Awards
Okay, but here's the thing. They gave it to Dan back in 2014. Yeah. And then Dan got into some bad business.
Yeah,
and
like, you can't be doing that.
We can't do the Lifetime Achievement Award anymore. And then this year they were like, I mean, come on. We gotta.
I mean, listen.
He beat all the Decepticons.
He started a charity teaching, like, you know, the
small Northern little BB-8 robots.
Northern African BB-8 robots, like how to play ukulele.
Yeah, so
we gotta go for it.
So the two Lifetime Achievement Award holders by the Kids' Choice Awards are Dan Schneider and Optimus Prime. Yes.
Does it say why? Is there a listing for why?
For why he won the Lifetime Achievement Award?
Yeah, I'm gonna look at Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Kids Choice Awards.
I found the New York Vulture.
The New York Vulture.
This award has taught. The award show that taught. Blah 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 blah. I know what the Kids Choice Award is. Let this award seal the bonds between humans, Maximals, and Autobots, he said. He said that as we fight together to protect the planet.
Do you see this sentence right after?
No, mine stops right there.
Let this award seal the bond between humans, Maximals, and Autobots, he said, as we fight together to protect the planet, end quote. Celebs always go political with their speeches.
Why is Optimus Prime so woke?
Yeah.
Why is Optimus Prime so woke? I think if any Transformer would be a Republican, it'd be Optimus Prime. Yeah.
This has got to be one of Optimus Prime's proudest moments alongside that time he helped California Governor Gavin Newsom declare the state fully reopened post-COVID lockdown.
I was reading it while you laughed, and I was like, well, whatever he's got, mine's better. Oh, my gosh. So you're telling me Optimus Prime knocked on Mayor Gavin's door and was like, good news. Two pieces of good news. No Decepticons, no more COVID.
My name is Optimus Prime.
And I've cured COVID.
My name is Optimus Prime, and I got my COVID vaccine, and so should you.
Wait a minute. You're telling me Gavin Newsom came out and said,
like, hey, guys,
we are open for business.
Yeah.
And how do I know? My chief advisor. Optimus Prime told me.
Optimus von Prime.
I got to know more about this. Gavin Newsom, Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime rolls out to praise with unusual honor at Kids' Choice Awards 2023.
California Governor Gavin Newsom talks with Optimus Prime. Minions and a troll. So they were all there.
Optimus Prime got it for... Pete Davidson, who joined fellow Transformers actors Anthony Ramos and Dominique Fishback. Pete Davidson's in the new Transformers?
I didn't know he was in the new Transformers.
Referred to Optimus Prime as an absolute legend.
Is that Optimus Prime? Ask the Democratic governor.
Wait a second. Is that Optimus Prime?
Hold on. I know he's far away. It is a privilege to stand by your side, said the anthropomorphic transformer.
This is so good.
I'm sorry, I've got the we're safe from COVID like article pulled up. Yeah.
I'm looking at what? Okay, now I gotta know if Pete Davidson's in the new Transformers movie. Hey guys, welcome to our stream of consciousness show.
Newsom concluded his event on a high note. Blue confetti blasted as Newsom was joined by movie characters and his personal negotiator, Optimus Prime. So they say that guy voiced Optimus Prime in everything. I really don't think they got him for this one, if I'm being honest. What'd you find? Who does he play?
Mirage.
Is that
he's a Transformer. He's a
Transformer, of course he is, yeah.
Oh my god. Now Pete Davidson Mirage. I gotta see if it looks cool.
They didn't even tell me Shrek was there.
Shrek was there?
Shrek, look at this photo. We got Bumblebee, Optimus, Minion, Troll, Troll, Shrek. And then the mayor of California at evidently what is an event to tell us that COVID is done. And they're like, you know how he said, they got to wear masks.
Wait, hold on.
Yep.
Is that Indiana Jones with a dinosaur hiding between Optimus Prime and three minions?
Can't wait. Is that a new movie? Can't wait for this play.
Let me rephrase that. Is that Indiana Jones with a baby dinosaur hiding between Optimus Prime and three minions at the official announcement that California's reopened after the COVID-19 pandemic?
How is that not the title of the article? Is that is Indiana Jones with a baby dinosaur between Optimus Prime and three minions at the official announcement that California's reopening after the pandemic? Thank goodness. Oh, congratulations, Optimus.
We didn't get anything that cool, and our county mayor is Kane.
If we... You know what really sucks?
What really sucks?
We didn't get the blimp,
yeah.
Which means right now, if we'd gotten the blimp, we would have only been a Tony, an Emmy, a Grammy, and an Oscar away from a BGOT.
Yeah.
But we didn't get the blimp. Next year, I bet they'll add Best Podcast.
Yeah, and we'll definitely get it. Definitely get it.
Whew.
I got it.
Where's my... You got more Optimus words?
Hold on. I gotta find the next.
Mm-hmm.
Beep, 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 beep. Justin to the newsroom.
Oh, yes.
It's the nightly news.
The nightly news.
First story comes to us from... It doesn't say. Texas. Comes from Texas.
Thanks, Texas.
Thanks, Texas, for this story. Haunted Texas home filled with caskets and skeletons listed on sale at $125,000.
Is it okay? Is it like a place where those should be?
A place with what?
Caskets should be like a graveyard or like a church.
No, the house looks like this. It's just kind of a house.
That's like the house from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it looks like a house. But then you go inside and it looks like this.
Oh.
There's skeletons on the ceiling.
They're Halloween skeletons.
Did you think they were actual for real skeletons?
You said caskets. I didn't know.
Well, they're probably real caskets.
Well, here's the thing. How do you know the difference between a real casket and a Halloween casket?
How do you know the difference between a real skeleton and whatever this is?
Yeah.
Who knows? Anyway, there's this house.
Mm-hmm.
It's off of I-20.
Mm-hmm.
It's being sold for $125,000. It's full of spooks and stuff, and there's an incredible quote from the real estate agent. Her name is Tina Irias.
Mm-hmm.
She's with Keller Williams. We've got a Keller Williams building just down the street.
Oh yeah, okay. You know. So she's here in town, yeah.
She's a cool local. She came in and during like a recent showing, and keep in mind this house, everyone, is filled with caskets and bones
and ghosts. And evidently,
the kitchen doesn't have kitchen stuff in it because it's got a mad scientist doctor doing surgery, and there's also a spider.
Oh, this isn't a haunted house. This is a haunted house.
This is a haunted house.
Oh, that makes more sense.
There's really, it makes more sense that someone intentionally put all this stuff in there and was like, hey, we're gonna sell this house. Should we take out the big spider underneath the operating table in the kitchen with the mad scientist doctor doing gross crimes onto a body, and the spider's laying down there like a dog at the bottom of your feet when you're on your computer playing Minecraft, keep your feetsies warm? Nah, that's cool. We'll just leave it in there.
Well, everyone knows that that's the haunted house.
And what's really good is this picture of the kitchen.
Okay, yeah.
Going from right to left, we've got like a scary machine.
Like a, just a green machine.
Like a green machine. And then you've got the operating table.
Yep, a big operating table.
With the guy doctor. Above it.
The, yeah, is that the doctor? Doctor yeah, who's got a new stuff. Spin on it, which is interesting.
Then you've got this lady with a head. There's a lady.
Two heads, well, I would say.
She's got like her
she's
head.
She's got a regular
and
head
one.
And then a plate with a different other head.
And then you just have this like normal it's dresser. Like a normal,
does the house come with the dresser? I want to message dresser. Them and say, does the house come with the dresser?
Yeah, does the house come with the dresser? You can take the skeleton, so. Anyway, at one point, she added, this is the real estate agent, she added that during a recent showing, one woman called the home charming. Quote, charming is not quite the word I would have used, but we'll go with that. Hey, lady, you're in charge of selling the house.
You're the person. You're the salesman.
Yeah, you're the house seller. You should definitely go with charming.
I got two important questions.
Yeah.
The first question, of course, is if you ask a real estate agent if a house is haunted, they have to say maybe unless they're an expert. Can, in this case, they say yes?
Ooh. What I would say is if someone was like, is this house haunted? I'd like, be like, this is a haunted house.
It's a haunted house. Mm-hmm. A second question. Any house you buy, if empty, has the potential to be a haunted house? This Ooh. House you buy...
You know what you're getting into.
You're getting a haunted... Can it be a regular house?
Mm.
You know? Empty house, clean slate. Yeah, haunted or not haunted. Anything. You got 50-50. Yeah. You got a 50... half of all houses become haunted houses.
Yeah.
Half of all houses become regular houses.
Yeah.
This house... haunted house out the gate.
Yeah.
What do you, like, you know?
If you were buying a house.
Yep.
Oh, hold on. Wait. We've got. Welcome to the nightly news. Going to our correspondent in the field, in the show floor, it's Harry Potter. Mm. Harry, first off, I'd Congrats like to say congratulations on your Kids' Choice Awards.
That was great.
But we do hear that you have some input down on the show floor. Hello, hello, hello. It's me, isn't it? I'm Harry Potter.
Hey, Harry, let me ask you, are you on any sort of delay?
No,
that's great to hear.
Hey, editors, don't cut that out.
Yeah, leave that part. From here on out, editors, move him up so he's in time, editors. But
yeah, but
from
now on,
leave it so they know. Yeah.
Hey, Harry. Hello, hello, hello. I'm on the show floor, isn't it? It's me. I'm on the show floor.
That's awesome, Harry.
Yeah, we heard you had.
Do they have little trifolds, like a we're selling the house kind of things? Haven't seen those in a while.
A little pamphlet.
You know, like out front of a house when you buy it, sometimes there's just little window.
Oh yeah, the little. I don't know how to do a British accent. I forgot in my magic.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you're too busy being a wizard to be a Brit.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, Harry, we heard that you had a hypothetical that you want to throw our way.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Is hypothetical. It's me, Harry Potter,
mm-hmm. in the field.
If you're buying a house mm-hmm. and your real estate agent. It's showing you a house.
Yep.
And we'll say in this hypothetical situation, it's a regular house.
Regular house.
No skeletons. But they do say...
Question, you said regular house, no skeletons?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they do say, you should know, this house is haunted.
Okay, yeah.
Would you still buy the house?
The question is, would it be worse if it was full of skeletons and they said, you should know this house is haunted? It'd be like, well, that's...
I feel like I'd be able to tell.
If they... Okay. You've got a house to sell, right?
Of course I do.
You know
dozens.
You know it's haunted.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, the only way I can convince someone to buy a haunted house is if they don't think they're buying a haunted house.
What do you put in
They
your
think
house?
They're buying a haunted house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you fill it with Halloween merchandise and tell people, like, well, like, I mean, it's a haunted
house.
You have to tell them.
Yeah.
But it's like, have you seen the SNL skit where the guy goes door to door on Halloween and he knocks, it's an adult man, and he knocks the door and they open the door and he goes, trick or treat. And the guy on the other side door goes, Sir,
I'm David Pumpkins. Whoa, no, it's a badass little skit.
No, no, not that one. And he goes, sir, you're an adult. He goes, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just new to the neighborhood. I thought I could meet people by going around door to door. You know, it's Halloween, you know. And he goes, oh man, I'm sorry, you're new to the neighborhood. What are you dressed as? And he goes, me? I'm a child predator. And he goes, sir.
And,
he
and
goes,
then three red dots appear on your chest.
No, and he goes, are you sure? And he goes, yeah, here's, I just moved into your neighborhood and I'm required to go door to door. And it's because I'm a child predator. Do you like my costume? And he's like, sir, I need to know, are you dressed for Halloween as a child predator, or are you a child predator? And he like gestures to himself and he goes, child predator.
I'm not allowed to do Halloween legally.
So it's like that, where they're like, is the house haunted? It's a haunted house, baby.
Do you think that child predators, or any sex offender, because I'm pretty sure it's a law for any sex offender.
Yeah.
Purposefully move close to Halloween so that on Halloween they have to go door to door and introduce themselves, because I if you're a child predator, you're not allowed, like, you've turned your lights off at Halloween and all that stuff, you're not allowed to do any fun cool stuff because it's a kid's holiday, it's kid time. You touch the kid, no more kid stuff.
No,
is probably a good call.
Can't go to CC's.
Should probably have like your thumbs cut off or something. But
so you can't open the door.
Do you think they move so that on Halloween night, they got to go door to door, be like, hey, by the way, I'm a child predator. And also,
well, are those full-size Snickers? Reese's Pieces while I'm here?
Yeah. How? You didn't answer the question. Would you buy a house if your real estate agent was like, yeah, it's haunted?
I think it would definitely make me want to buy the house less. But
less,
if,
you say?
Yeah. Mm. But if the house was really good, like, if that brought the price down, then probably.
I think, if anything, if I was looking at houses and my real estate agent was like, by the way, legally, I have to tell you that this house is haunted, I think I would visibly start salivating.
Mm.
But I would have to play it cool and be like, oh, you know, I'm very spiritual.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure how I feel.
I'm
about
not sure
that.
How I feel. This market though would sell like that.
Yeah. She'll be like, well, I'll knock off 10 G's, you know? And you're like, all right. Okay.
But in this market, you wouldn't have to, I mean, like, she wouldn't have to knock off 10 G's. Someone else
no
would
way.
Be in
yeah,
there.
No
in
way. They'd be in it to win it. Don't buy a house right now. Unless it's got a ghost in it.
Mm.
Is that the only way you can get a ghost? Like, you can't get a ghost any other way.
If they're already where you are.
Yeah. Like, you have to like buy a haunted house.
Very few, like,
haunted doll, I
apartment
guess.
I once knew a guy. I did a gig thing for him, and I went over to his house, and he lived in a brand new house in a brand new neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's like, man, this is a beautiful, like, house. This is gorgeous. He said, yeah, my fiance made us buy a brand new house so he knew it wouldn't be haunted.
That's a good, like,
it works, man.
Unless, like, one of the builders died. Did you check
that's
that?
That's true. A monster house.
Mm-hmm. Monster house was a brand new house.
It was a brand new house.
Right off the bat.
Immediately. Yeah, right away. Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess these two would know.
Yeah, that's true. I think the only way to guarantee your house isn't haunted is build it yourself.
That's true.
What constitutes a house? Could a cabin get haunted?
I think it needs... Oh. I thought you meant like a house versus like a
home?
Shack.
No. Like, could a cabin get haunted?
I think anything can get haunted.
A tiny house?
If it used to be a house. Because you know how the whole thing is ghosts pass through walls because there used to not be walls there?
Oh, yeah.
I think, like if it was a field, but there used to be a house there, you'd just see, like, ghosts moving around.
Oh, ghosts just walking around.
Yeah.
Could a camper get haunted?
Only... that's a toughie.
That's a toughie. And what if you might be like, no, but what if it's one of those campers that people live in?
What if it's a camper that is constantly on the move as the person lives in it, and then they die with some horrible unfinished business? Do they stay in the camper or do they stay on the spot?
Maybe they're just really tired ghosts because they have to keep running
constantly.
Otherwise, the camper is going to leave them behind.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like stuck, you know, for the sunrise and then burn up because the sun kills ghosts.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know a lot about ghosts.
Hey, Harry just texted me.
Yeah.
Because we're in the show.
He's hearing us 48 seconds behind. Yeah.
So he shot me a text. Uh-huh. But he wanted to know.
Uh-huh.
He's got a new hypothetical.
Oh, yeah.
This is unrelated.
Okay.
It just reminded me of another hypothetical.
Yeah, shoot.
Well, it reminded Harry of another hypothetical that he told me.
Yeah, of course.
You're on a plane.
I am.
Hypothetically.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, this is the okay. Sorry, hold on. The hypothetical starts now. You're on a plane. And
okay. And, all right. And okay.
You lean your chair back, right?
Oh, never.
Everyone knows. Really? You never do it ever?
Never do it, but continue.
Well, because I was going to say, everyone knows, like, it sucks when the dude in front of you, like, leans his chair back, because that's 3 inches, which don't sound like a lot, but on a plane, that's valuable real estate.
It makes no difference to him and all the difference to the guy behind him.
Ooh, said like someone who doesn't put their chair back. Because okay, let me tell you, I'm a naughty boy.
Oh, come on, man.
But you lean your chair back, okay, and the guy in front of you, mm-hmm, right, he's like, he's very rudely is like, can you put your chair up? Like, for, not like a, oh, hey, I have long legs.
Wait, okay, so you lean your chair back, and the guy in front of you
says
that?
The guy behind
that?
You. Oh, okay. Sorry, the guy behind you. Okay, yeah. And he's rude about it.
It was rude
he's
about
like,
it.
He's like, hey, stinker, move your chair up.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not like, oh, I've got long legs, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, but he's like, hey, stinker, move your chair up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to put it back?
Yes.
But you'd never put it down in the first place. You're no fun.
Here's, okay. My feet don't touch the ground in a plane.
No one's feet touch the ground in a plane. It's a plane.
My feet don't touch the floor because my knees.
Oh, because you're stuck.
My
like
knees
that.
Hit the chair in front of me before my feet hit the floor. So you lean that chair back. I'm even like I'm stretching. I'm that, doing a stretch the whole time.
That sounds like a you problem because you should be buying those plane seats with the like you know the yeah. drink cart in front of you and you've got to like open the door if the plane crashes.
However, here's the thing. I was on a plane to New York a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The guy in front of me leaned his chair back,
mm-hmm,
and I thought I could lean my chair back and equal, like, mm-hmm, the amount of space I have would become equivalent to what I had before.
That's such an insanely good point.
Yeah.
Everyone could lean their chair back. Except then you get more comfort and more room.
In the back.
But the person in the back gets quick access to the pee-pee room, so it all makes up.
But if nobody leans their chair back, it's all fair.
And everyone's uncomfortable.
But if everyone leans their chair back but the person in the back gets less room.
This is like the trolley problem. Is it more ethical for everyone to lean back, increasing the comfort level of everyone in the row except the guy in the back? Or should everyone be a little bit uncomfortable?
If you lean your chair back, the table becomes somewhat useless.
The big thing about leaning your chair back, I think, is you gotta look behind you. Because if someone's laptop is open and in the wrong spot, this almost happened to me, and you lean the chair back, the table kind of just moves forward.
Yeah.
And so you can just like destroy a laptop. Easy.
Yeah.
That almost happened to me. I had to like, really quick.
The guy in front of me leaned his chair back. I looked up. The guy in front of him didn't lean his chair back. This guy's taking maximum plane room. He's like, I'm going to stretch out. I'm really going to stretch out. And you know what this guy's thinking? Well, if the guy behind me leans his chair back, it's not my problem. But what he's not thinking is, if the guy in front of me leans his chair back, then it is my problem. And this is the only dude with the lean. You don't lean your chair back. I was in the middle seat, too. I didn't get the aisle. I didn't get the window. I didn't get the legroom.
Here's my thing.
You don't lean your chair back in a plane.
Here's my thing. Lean your chair back. Doesn't matter. It's fine. Guy behind you is going to lean his chair back. Everything's going to be made up. And he's going to be more comfortable. And you know what? For the guy in the back who can't lean his chair back, it's not like you're assigned plane seats. It's like in the like you pick your seat. You know? And if you're the guy who waited until the last minute and the only ones left were the back, or if you're the guy who bought a ticket whenever and picked the back seat at the back row,
don't,
that's on you.
Don't the flight attendants sit in the back?
Yeah, but they've got the special seats.
The sideways seats.
Yeah, they've got the sideways seats so they can get to the drinks.
Plus,
they can get up whenever they want.
But if the guy in front of me leans a chair back, my thought is now, do I lean my chair back and push my problems onto someone else? Mm. Because I wasn't even thinking about leaning my chair back. It's not something I desired at all. All I'd be doing is taking the annoyance and multiplying it, right?
Sounds like the annoyance would just go back to the dude in the back, and like that's on you. That's the decision you made. You made your bed, sleep in it.
So you're telling me that the selfishness of one person should trickle all the way down to affect 30 people from then, rather than that one person just not leaning their chair back?
Yeah, because I think if you lean your chair back, you're more comfy. And if everyone's leaning their chair back, everyone's comfort level
goes up. I'm already uncomfy.
But you'd be less uncomfy.
Here's the thing.
You're also a sucker. Buy the woman more room.
I got my chairs like here, right? Yeah. I got my legs like here, right? Leans his chair back, I'm like here. And then I lean back, and now I'm just like, in the fetal position.
Yeah.
I don't love that. Go to bed.
You know what you should do?
Yeah.
All right. You, first off, you buy the ones at like the front row before you get to like business and first class and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. You buy that one and it's a row of three on either side, the left and the right side of the plane. In the middle, there's four. I'm talking big plane. Oh, yeah. Middle, there's four. Three on the right and the left. You and Maddie by the window seat and the aisle seat of that row of three. Okay. Worst case scenario, you get there and there's a guy sitting in the middle seat. And you're like, hey, can we swatch one of us and we can do the thing? You could be like, you can have the aisle or the window. Either way, you're getting an upgrade. Yeah. Best case scenario, nobody wants to sit alone on a plane.
That's true.
You come in, you've got all the leg room you could desire, plus an entire row all to yourself.
So there's a seat. I don't know if you know about the seat on the plane with the emergency exit.
Yeah.
But it's got a double. There's no seat in front of it.
Yeah.
So that's the seat my dad always gets.
That's the one you
want. It's like $40 more on the plane.
Worth it. Well, it's not worth it if you're flying like 40 minutes to Charlotte. Yeah. But if you're flying like 8 hours.
We were flying like 50 minutes to New York.
Yeah, that's nothing. I wouldn't bother about that. And in fact, I would not even put my seat back during that because whatever. But if I'm flying 8 hours to like England, yeah, I'm putting my seat back.
This is not funny. Let's pivot.
All right, pivot. Give me something.
Let's pivot. There have been two cups on this desk.
Okay.
For a while now.
Yeah.
And you don't know the contents of either.
No, you made me leave.
I did make you leave. But there's a note on both.
Uh-huh.
And this is a new game.
Okay. You did the same cups.
I think, yeah. So you guys super no idea what's in them. I think this is... I shouldn't do this bit next, but it's the funniest bit I have. And that plain question, although philosophical, didn't have a lot of humor.
Yeah, we learned a lot about each other,
but we didn't laugh a lot. So, as you know, I am an engaged man.
Yeah.
And I have, in my...
Engaged in what?
Engaged in to be wed.
Oh.
And I have in my peripheral a wedding to upcome.
Yeah.
Which means I have a question for you, my best friend and podcast mate. And in these two yes and no cups, after answering my question, you get to consume the contents of the cup.
Oh, no.
So let me ask you, best friend and podcast mate of 10 years, will you be my best man at my wedding?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I hate this. I hate this.
To turn me down would be so soul-crushing.
On live podcast television.
Yes. Oh,
well, it's only fair that I ask.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a backup?
Not particularly. Here's my plan. Assuming all parties say yes.
Yeah.
You are my best man, and Jordan, JT, and Luke are my groomsmen.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Did they also get cups?
They don't get cups. You're special. This is a special question for a special boy.
Oh, I'm going to get you so bad one day. One of these days, I'm going to get you so bad. Well,
what's your answer, buddy?
I guess. You know what? This is a very big moment in our friendship, our relationship.
Yeah.
And so I know that you got to pick which cup got the yes and which got the no.
I do.
So I know that there's probably like poopy water in one of these cups. And there's probably like a nice cool glass of orange juice in the other one.
Yeah.
But I know that you, as someone who really wants to get this best manship off to the best start it can. I've got a speech.
You got a lot.
I got a bachelor party.
Yeah, you got a lot to work on.
I got all this stuff.
And so I don't want to get in your bad graces.
Yeah, you don't want to get in my bad graces. No. So I'm gonna take a hearty sip of this yes juice. Because I'm thirsty and I know it'll be nice and refreshing.
You think it's juice, which is the funny part. It's, for reference, it's not juice. It's grasshoppers.
Oh, God.
It's grasshoppers. It's a cup of grasshoppers, baby.
Oh, my God. Why would you get a cup of grasshoppers?
I didn't. I got a bag of edible grasshoppers. when we were joking about this the other night at D&D, I thought, well, he wants me to ask. Let me find a good way to do it.
What flavored grasshoppers?
It's salt and vinegar, I think, or lemon and... I got the tag. Okay, I got the tag in my back pocket.
The tag?
Yeah, they came in a little pouch.
Good.
These are gourmet salt and lemon calpones oxada grasshoppers.
Okay.
So there
just
you go.
Out of curiosity, yeah. What's in the no cup?
Oh, the drink I got at Sunrise, which we're gonna try also.
Well, I'm gonna need something to wash this down.
Yeah, I have the can out there. I didn't want to spoil it though.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
I'll have a grasshopper too. We'll both have a grasshopper.
Well, oh man.
Unless you eat them all,
your bachelor party is gonna be so fun.
Unless you eat all the grasshoppers. I've eaten crickets before. How's a grasshopper?
It doesn't taste very grasshoppery. Oh.
why would it be grasshoppery?
It tastes like how a Tractor Supply Co. smells.
I want to try a grasshopper.
Yeah, hop in there.
I've had crickets before.
Oh, wow. It really does taste like how a Tractor Supply Co. smells.
Oh, wow, it does.
Yeah. Going back for seconds, huh?
I mean, you only... Grasshoppers come to town but once a year. Oh, I almost got tarantulas, but they were too expensive.
Oh, I would not.
Yeah, I knew you would not. I had to ride the line.
I'll try anything once, but tarantulas? That's were they big?
They were like a tarantula.
Ooh. No, I can't do a tarantula.
Yeah.
Tarantulas are too cute.
Yeah.
It's like eating a dog.
Yeah.
Maybe not like a maybe like an ugly dog, but mm-hmm. still like mm-hmm. a dog. Tarantulas are fine.
Well, now that you've said yes to my wonderful question,
yeah.
we can enjoy this beverage that I got at, look at the sort of the texture and fluidity of that beverage. Let me go grab the can. I forget what it is.
Ooh, whoa. Okay, so for everyone, just so you know, we went to Sunrise Supermarket, which is like an Asian supermarket.
Mason wants a grasshopper.
Oh, Mason's here.
Hi, Mason.
That's Mason. Zach goes in the living room. He goes, "You want a grasshopper?" Mason goes, "Yeah." Zach comes in here and comes back out with grasshoppers. And Mason was like, "Ooh, no." And Zach asked the very good question, "What did you think I meant when I said, do you want a grasshopper?" Was he surprised?
Yeah, when I brought him a grasshopper, he said yes. And then I brought him a grasshopper. He said, "Oh, that's what you meant when you said grasshopper."
But what do you mean?
This cup is Goyabano Soursop Nectar.
Oh, yeah. Goyabano Soursop Nectar.
Yeah, from Philippine brand.
And this is what you've gotten me to wash down my grasshopper with.
Sweet memories of Cebu or Kebu.
After this very important question.
This very important life-changing question, some would say. The speed at which you handed me the glass tells me a lot.
That tastes like how your childhood babysitter's house smells. A lot of smell tastes.
How did you know that?
Yeah, right?
How did you know that this tastes how my childhood babysitter's house smelled?
Because everyone's childhood babysitter's house smells like that. And I know everyone listening to this right
bananas.
Now. Those of you brave enough to make it through the airplane section,
yeah.
You're listening to this right now and you're like, I know exactly what that tastes
that's,
like.
It's that smell. Yeah. My old babysitter drove a yellow bug and her car smelled like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Ooh, it's not a good flavor. It's not a good smell.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Between the two.
Oh, I'll take the babysitter juice.
You'll take a full gallon of babysitter juice.
Yeah, I'll take that. You can have the grasshoppers. And it's not even that it's like, ooh, grasshoppers, because they're so processed. Mm-hmm. Like, they look like grasshoppers, but there's like no legs, and it's just like, they're just like crunchy snacks.
I almost jumped the shark. I almost did. Chicken livers with grasshoppers I almost did a whole like concoction.
Yeah,
no I didn't way. Want to jump the shark.
No way.
I just did a cup of grasshoppers. Kept it simple.
Now, if you could have gotten me like, you know, jalapeno cheddar.
Yeah,
I feel like those I could have munched down on.
I could have,
but you got. Yeah, you're right.
I went for the grasshopperist flavor I could get.
Yeah, which was salt and lemon for whatever reason.
They didn't just have like neutral, and that's the shame is the stickers on top of the label, so you can't even see that it's grasshopper.
Plazita Gourmet con sabor. I don't even know. There's so many.
This cup of grasshoppers was like $6.99.
Servings per container, 3. You're supposed to eat a third of that.
Well, okay.
I'm in.
Down the
hatch. Have a third.
Down the hatch.
Did Maddie want a grasshopper?
Hey, babe, you want a grasshopper? She'll pass. She thanked me, though.
Yeah.
There's plenty left over. I'll put him with the rest of the leftovers in the fridge. I'll put him with the rest of the leftovers. But the juice isn't bad.
I'm not going to have another one because...
I have another one. I had like 5.
No, I have nothing to prove. And I don't like the flavor. And the act of eating them isn't very grasshoppery, but the idea of eating grasshoppers mm-hmm. is pretty grasshoppery.
Yeah. And they look like grasshoppers because that's what they are.
Yeah, they got like eyes and stuff.
Were you at the football game the time that Charles came to, he was graduated and he came with like a bag of snacks. He was like, you want a snack? Third quarter. Yeah, I was like, yeah, crunch, crunch, crunch. What is it? Crickets. Yeah. It was the last time I ate a bug.
And everyone, it wasn't like he was trying to do a prank on us. No, he was legitimately just snacking on some crickets.
He just forgot to mention that he had crickets.
Like when we had a Halloween party and he brought a bowl of tapioca pudding
and two pineapples. Yeah. Oh, Charles.
Oh, Charles.
Charles. Well, I'm glad you said yes, and I'm glad you enjoyed this grasshopper and sour soap nectar.
Well, I'm gonna have a lot of fun mm-hmm. planning all the things that come mm-hmm. and yeah. God, ooh, that speech is gonna be fun. I gotta pull goofs and gags.
Maddie said she had to green light it.
I'm gonna be like, well, Maddie gets to green light it.
Well, then
I get to green light her vows.
She just doesn't want you to say anything like that would publicly humiliate me or her in front of our family. Beyond the standard. Like, you can do the normal level. Here's the thing. You can humiliate me. You can't humiliate her. And she's marrying me. Mm. So you can't say anything so humiliating that humiliates her for marrying me.
I was going to do one of the, you know, the like, one of the ones along the lines of like, the last wedding that Zach asked me to be the best man at.
Maddie, you didn't know.
Like, one of those. That's good. Goofs and gags.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should.
Are you going to have a whoever objects this for this union, speak now, forever hold your peace?
Yeah, but it's instead of speak now, it's sing the entirety of Devil Went Down to Georgia now. So we're going to see who really wants to break this one up.
I'm going to have to memorize it just in case.
You got to do the fiddle solo too.
I guess I got to learn fiddle.
And if I can best you, then I get to marry Maddie.
I can't wait for the pastor or whatever mm-hmm. to be like, if anyone wants to, you know, no, be a stinker,
do it.
I can't wait to like get up and then make a stink and be like, really? And I'll be like, well, sorry, I think I misheard you.
Did you say it's dinner time?
I thought you said anyone who supports this union. Yeah. I felt weird because only I
said,
got up.
You said anyone who doesn't support the union. I thought that's what you said.
Yeah. Man, you went all the way into the other room mm-hmm. to get the can of the juice,
yep.
and you didn't get cookies.
Man! Well, the can of the juice is right there on the thing.
Past Cameron and Zach, they're so mean to us.
They don't even set us up for success.
Yeah.
I mean, they did put cups of crickets and stuff on the counter, but...
Yeah. It could have been funny to just do crickets in both.
That would have been good, but I was gonna do something like that, but then I saw this at the, Asian market and thought it'd be a good no glass. You want me to go get the cookies?
You made me eat crickets.
You want to tell the story about where we got the cookies, and I'll go get them.
Okay, so I kind of already did. Everyone, you know, we went to the Asian supermarket and we picked up the weird juice, and we also picked up cookies. And I gotta say, I'm kind of looking forward to these cookies. I'm not familiar with them. But I've seen them, because I was there when they were purchased. They look good. Our co-host is here, Willow, the dog.
Willow is in the room. Hey, Wilbur.
Hello? Shut up.
These are called Cheeky.
Chickies.
Chickies.
Give me a Cheeky.
I was going to say Cheeky, like C-H, like, I don't know, there's no C, that's just C-H-I-K-Y.
Yeah. C-H-I-K-Y is what these are.
Let me let the dog back out.
Yeah, who let the dogs out?
I did.
These are chocolate flavor covered cookies.
Hold on, what?
They're chocolate flavor covered cookies.
They're covered in chocolate flavor?
Covered in chocolate flavor.
Peanut butter chocolate flavor. That's because they're not peanut butter or chocolate.
Yeah. Packaging.
Okay, big, I'm going to start with good.
Big, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big plastic thing. And then the cookies are like, I think you get 4 of these 1-inch square cookies per little plastic thing.
You get 6.
You get 6?
Yeah, it says it on the thing.
Gosh dang!
You get 6, and there's 12 of these in here.
Ooh!
Yeah.
How much were these?
These were, I don't know, like $4 or $5?
Dang!
Not much.
That's pretty good.
Maybe it was $6. I think I spent $10. No, I spent $9, and the drink was like 3. So it was like $6.
The packaging looks cool too. I like the logo. It's like,
oh yeah.
It's like kind of this weird kind of funky font.
Yeah.
Half of it's orange, half of it's red. Says Cheeky.
I was going to say pink, but red is also kind of true.
Oh, it is pink. I hate it. I hate this pack. No, I'm just kidding.
I do. I really enjoy it. Yeah. It feels like if like the Mario Bros had a candy bar, this is kind of what it would feel. It's very childish, it's very got whimsical.
Like, yeah, the background is like doodles.
Yeah.
And it's like there's black with gold foiling on two-thirds of it, and then the other third's white with gray.
There's one serving. Here's the thing. I don't know if we're going to eat six cookies on our own, so I might let you open yours.
I mean, it depends on how good they are, I guess. I guess that's true. Cookie broke in half.
Broken cookie.
Guess user error, though.
Yeah. Did you break it in half?
I didn't mean to.
But it sounds to me like you did.
I'll just take three, and you can have three.
All right, sounds good.
I'm going to dive into this cookie, though.
Dive into the cheeky cookie. They're looking at the cookie. We're talking like a tile, like a small... like a small tile. It's like a shortbread square with chocolate on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And the top says cheeky with a little diamond around it. And there's like, what do you call the little flourishes?
Ornamental.
Like twisty doos.
Yeah.
Around the outside. And it says sticky in the middle.
It says cheeky.
Cheeky in the middle. Mine almost says sticky in the middle, but it says cheeky in the middle.
I like how you can sandwich two together because there's chocolate on the bottom. You can sandwich two together like a sandwich cookie.
Uh-huh.
And just go nuts.
You're having them now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well,
are you getting that latex taste or smell? I got a weird whiff of latex, like, right away.
I'm getting something, but it don't smell like latex.
It's not a food.
But I'm not really familiar with latex. Ayo!
It's not a food smell.
Nice.
It's not a... your hand was so wet. It's not a... I didn't know the crickets.
What?
Your hand was wet. Or it was like cold? I don't know. It was like different than the air. It was a different sensation than the air is.
I would hope so. There's something there, but I don't know what it is.
But there's not... there's something there that's not a great there, but there's some okay things happening too.
What is it here?
Okay. Okay. Dive deep in the... let's see if you can find those ingredientes. Mm.
Ingredients. Enriched wheat flour.
Okay, cool.
Sugar, shortening, milk whey powder.
No way.
Cocoa powder, dried eggs, leavening agents, salt, carabine flour, emulsifiers, and artificial flavors.
You could have just started with...
that don't...
artificial flavors.
Yeah, that don't help me a lot.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, no one's holding on.
Do artificial flavors have no nutritional value beyond flavor? Because if they're artificial flavors, that implies they have no like sodium, like no like nothing but... they're nothing but taste.
Yeah, I guess.
Is it like a gas?
There's probably so few of it that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
It's like how Tic Tacs are sugar-free, but they're 100% sugar. It's just the serving size is so small that they don't count as a serving
less
sugar.
Than one, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these are... first off, packaging, great.
Yeah.
This is also, I believe, a recyclable plastic.
Look at that!
Which you love, especially when you've got plastic in plastic. Yeah, it's right there. It's got a little recycle sign.
Look at that.
Number five.
Do we recycle number five here in Tennessee?
If we don't, that's Tennessee's problem, not Chickie's problem.
That's fair.
There's also the amount to take into context. Six cookies, six times 12, that's like...
well, you take these to school in the morning.
You got
a week's worth and you can share. No, 12. You've got two weeks worth.
You've got 2 weeks worth. 2 weeks and 2 days for school.
For school, yeah.
And you can share. You get six cookies. Which is six times 12?
6 times 12, I was trying to... 36 times 2, 72.
72. There's 72 cookies here for like $4 or $5.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Or maybe you paid like $18 for this.
I paid $9 for the cookies and the drink and the sour sop nectar.
So at best, like maybe 7.
Yeah, maybe. Like maybe. I see a best before date on the front. Are we still good? Are we in the good zone?
Best before November 6, 2023,
baby. We're golden.
Well, we're golden if we can eat these in the next, like, 8 months.
But we've talked about the packaging. We've talked about the looky. We've talked about the date. But we haven't really talked about the taste.
The taste is certainly not bad. But it's not amazing.
I think this is a lower end version of a good cookie.
Yeah.
The combination of like shortbread cookie and chocolate is good.
Yep.
Generally speaking, this doesn't overdo either. It's not like kooky or weird or ridiculous. It's fine, but there's something, some preservative or something there, some seasoning or something that's adding a really nastiness in it.
I wouldn't even go so far as to say it's nasty. It's just, I don't love it as much as I would love like a different flavor.
I'm assuming it's like a sweet and low kind of thing where it's like trying to be a sugar or a something.
Or it's like, because this is a, I think, like a Spanish or Hispanic or something cookie. And so maybe it could be something as easy as just like we're using, you know, corn flour instead of flour or something. I don't know. Like we might be used to here in the States.
That's true. But we have palettes for the States.
We've got palettes for the States.
And these are cookies for people who might be from the States, but we're not super fond of them.
Yeah.
I've got
these are Hispanic cookies for Asian Americans.
I've got a number.
I've got a number.
Four.
Seven.
Really?
Four?
Worse than a Chips Ahoy. The packaging is really good, though.
Yeah, if I was going based off the cookie alone, I think I would have gone with a six. But the packaging and the amount bumped it up to a seven.
What is the... Does Chips Ahoy... Are they resealable?
Some of them, yeah. It depends on the kind. Because if you get the skinny one, I don't think so. But if you get the fat one,
you can restick it. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Then these are comparable to that.
Uh huh.
And
these are a lot better, I would say, for like take them to school.
But these have a funniness, and Chips Ahoy doesn't have a funniness.
But Chips Ahoy ain't very good.
No, but these are the same as Chips Ahoy with a funniness.
I think they're better than Chips Ahoy,
but there's a funniness.
I think they're one notch better than Chips Ahoy, and I think the good deal and the great packaging bumps it up one more.
I think so. I gave it a seven. I think they're not as good as Chips Ahoy. There's a funniness about. There's something that's just not my. It's just pokes out at me. It's like not good. It's like if your computer monitor had like a corner that didn't work. It's like that. It's like even if it's a great monitor, I mean, I ain't going to buy it because it got a corner. It's a little bit buggy.
Well, but does the packaging and the great deal not even bump them up to on par? You give them a four?
Here's the thing, dude.
Yeah.
This ain't a cookie packaging review podcast.
That's true.
My go-to is if I was at a party.
Yeah.
And I had a plate deviled eggs and goldfish and I don't know who made deviled eggs for this party. But if I had like deviled eggs and ham and mac and cheese at a party and these were on the table.
Grilled asparagus. Yeah. The salt and pepper
on it. We got a little bowl of chicken tortilla soup. We got like a glass of like ale at a party. And these were on a table, and I'd obviously put some on my plate no matter what the cookie is.
Yeah.
But would I get more? And I think with Chips Ahoy, I would walk back up to the table and consider it and say no. These, I don't think I'd get more in the way that, like, I'm not having more right now.
Well, that would mean our composite's 5.5, which is still better than Chips Ahoy.
I'm not offended by 5.5 for these.
Yeah, 5.5 is fine.
Did you say about the soursop nectar, how you feel about it?
Soursop nectar is... not great.
It's not as good as like a traditional beverage.
It tastes like your babysitter.
Because I'm sure it's for something.
Drinking. These boots were made for drinking.
It's serving size is one can. Ingredients: water,
Guayabano
puree,
sugar,
and citric acid. Ooh, chill, shake, and serve. Chill, shake, or I did serve. I guess.
Yeah, you did serve it.
It's from the Philippines.
All right, the Philippines. The review is busted.
We didn't shake it. We didn't chill it, then shake it.
Yeah, sorry,
the Philippines. I know you were listening the whole time. Obviously
you didn't shake it and chill it.
Yeah, you didn't chill it and shake it. But
I think this might be our show.
Is that the show? Really? Are we here at the end of the show
already?
Wow, it's been such a journey.
Today's episode was brought to you by
the letter G.
The letter G.
For Gid's Choice Awards.
For Gid's Choice Awards.
Well, I don't know. I hate, you know, like, do you think we... Ooh!
Should we do like an encore?
I was thinking like right now as we're talking, the credits are going like over us. Yeah, like in a movie. Yeah, like we've gone to the side.
Yeah,
an ABC movie. Like the credits are up here and we're down here. We're in the side, and there's just like a color in the middle, like an amorphous color in the middle.
Or the credits are rolling up and the sound's cut off and we're like two news anchors and we have to pretend to be like smiling and talking.
You ever notice
we're just like, I hate you.
This is awful. The worst. This is I can't stand this.
I hate this job.
They always shrink the credits up on ABC Family. Mm-hmm. They always shrink the credits up and turn the sound off. And turn the sound on for the new movie.
Yeah.
You think that really, like if you were like the sound editor for Goonies,
yeah,
and it shrunk and up, no and you're like, see? Can't see it, can't hear it. Like, even if I were to look, it's so small.
They should put the credits at the beginning of movies for two reasons.
Okay.
One, most people, we are kind of doing an encore.
Yeah.
One, most people get to the movies
mm-hmm.
with plenty of time to spare.
This is kind of like an after credit scene.
Yeah, this is an after credit scene. Nick Fury...
I noticed how you didn't try to do a voice.
Fine, I'll do a Nick Fury voice.
Hi, it's me, Nick Fury.
Hey there.
Hey there, it's me.
Hey there, it's Nick Nicolet. Hey. It's a different Nick Fury.
Yeah. My friends call me Nick.
Yeah.
All right. Credit should be at the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
One, most people get there on time. So the people that do get there will have to watch the credits
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just like leaving. Two, if you're running late, you got another little like 5 minute buffer.
I think, you know how like the Avengers does like the fancy animated credits?
Yeah.
And like Spider-Man, original Spider-Man did that.
Ooh, it's so good. And that's before.
Yeah, it's before.
You get the double dosage because the original Spider-Man, it'll give you a recap of the last movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you get the credits and it looks cool.
Yeah, I'm down for like the give the big names, put the big names up top,
mm-hmm.
and then the little names have more prestige. Credits per credit.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and that's all we got.
Also, everyone knows like Brad Pitt. Don't put him up front.
Put him on.
Put like
everyone sees him. No one's like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
There should be a point where like Robert Downey Jr. I know you were in Doolittle.
Yeah.
Like, if I see I'm not seeing Doolittle because I'm passionate about Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah.
I know you're in this flick, just you're not in the credits.
Yeah, you're fine. Let's put, like, you know, this is Randy, the sound guy.
Put him in order of alphabetical order
mm-hmm.
by last name.
Yep.
Or that's it. Who got there the earliest.
But then it's confusing because you're like, who's Randy Smith?
Yeah.
He played, I don't remember this movie having a sound effects designer in it.
Hmm.
What character was the sound effects designer? Oh, maybe he was the movie sound effects designer. A lot of confusion. Because then maybe they'll get down to Robert Downey Jr. and they'll be like, Dr. Doolittle was in this movie?
Perry! Do you think when they do credits, they thumbtack like a sheet of paper on a wall and they're like, hey, everyone, before you leave today,
sign up.
Make sure you put your name on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it's a shared Google Doc.
Yeah.
You just got to put your name in. Robert's going to go first.
Yeah.
But once they like send it to the big wigs first, they send the email them first.
Yeah.
Like no one has editability if they don't have a dot moviestar.net.gmail.com.
Yeah.
But then after that, they're like, okay, go ahead and add it. We'll put the Georgia logo at the bottom like we always do.
Yep. Or Ontario or Montreal, whatever it is.
Yeah. Anyway, that's our show. And that's
our show, everyone.
That's it and that's all.
Have a good day. And if I don't see you later.
Nick Fury.
Whoa!
We'll cut it right there. That'll be the end. This part isn't in the show.
Yeah, okay, cool.
This is the after credit scene.
This is the after credits
scene. Yeah.
This is the director's commentary.
Yeah.
So this is the part at the end of the show where we had Nick Fury show up.
When we recorded this, this was a really difficult day on set.
Yeah, it was... Zach made me eat crickets, and we both knew, because obviously we get the scripts like a season at a time.
Yeah.
And so we both knew that the writers had decided to kill off Zach in the next episode. And so we were a little bit bummed about it, especially with the Nick Fury stuff coming on, because it seemed like a lot of cool stuff was about to happen, but then they killed off Zach.
Yeah. And we were hoping we'd get mm-hmm. Samuel L. Jackson as the other host.
Yeah.
But he just decided,
it was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing.
Oh, man.
You know the thing now, they're doing like podcasts about old Nickelodeon shows?
Yeah.
What if they have, like, what if we do in 20 years, well, we're still doing Tough Cookies. Yeah.
We'll just
do another podcast.
We'll do retroactive.
Retroactive. I'll look back. Yeah.
Tough Cookies After Dark.
Mm.
Yeah. On that one, we're allowed to say bad words.
Like noodles.
Yeah. Like stupid.
Whoa. Watch your mouth.
We don't have to say bye at the end of this one because it's
the end. This is the after credits.
Yeah.
I almost knocked over my juice. What we should say is Tough Cookies will return.
Yeah, okay. We'll say it in unison.
Yeah.
Three,
two.
Tough Cookies will return
after these messages.